We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and this was something that had not crossed my mind at all. If you're single and you're trying to date, what are you supposed to do now that you're supposed to maintain social distancing and the fact that restaurants are closed? Like, that's where a lot of times the first time you meet somebody, hey, let's meet at this restaurant and we'll have a good meal and have a few cocktails and we'll get to know each other and see where this heads.
That's the standard.
Right? Isn't that it? Is that the move? I mean, it's been a minute. I remember back in the day. I think Jimmy Carter was president, but I think that's how it happened. So Heather lives in Tingsboro. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing good. So you're still trying to do the online dating, right?
Yeah, I had taken a break and I was like, well, we'll still see what's out there. But yeah, trying.
So she, Heather had this date and they ended up, so you just did a video chat date with this guy, right? And how did it go?
It went really well. We had been talking since Saturday. We had matched on Tinder on Saturday and, you know, texting and stuff, swapped numbers pretty quick because I felt like it was a decent conversation over the app. So I gave him my cell and we chatted all day Sunday, and then Monday he was like, gosh, is this virus over yet so we can go out for dinner and drinks? And I was like, I know. And I was like, well, what if we just did like a video chat and like had drinks and talked? And he was like, okay. So that's what we did Monday.
And how long did that last?
5 hours.
Oh, that went good then.
I don't even think I've had a date last that long before.
I had relationships last that
long. And this is the thing, and this is what is interesting about Heather's idea here, Kennedy, is that there was, because they were in different locations, but they could see one another, she said that you didn't feel the pressure of like being out somewhere, right?
Yeah, it was weird. It was kind of, and we kind of said that when we had the conversation about even doing it. Like, I felt like it would kind of just take the pressure off. Like, I was sitting on my couch and I, you know, I still, you know, I won't lie, I still got dressed up, I still put on some makeup, still made myself look like
of course.
You know, how I would look if I was going to meet him at the restaurant for the drink.
Absolutely.
You know, and we just chatted and he had his beers and I had my wine and we chatted about everything, movies and music, and we have friends in common, which was really funny when we started talking. And what we do and family. I mean, I know pretty much almost everything about his family. He knows about mine, my friends, his.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Heather, do you feel like you made a deeper connection just because you could see, you know, his body language, how he reacts to things? I feel like that's so important. I need to see someone's face, rather than just texting.
Yeah, I definitely do. Like, it was, you know, it was much easier. He could see what I was doing and, you know, and smiles and stuff. It just, it was just different. And we weren't rushed because we weren't, like, in a restaurant and the waiter wasn't, like, waiting around for their bill. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, and we're still talking, so I think it's good. You know,
Heather, you are inspiring me.
We love a coronavirus romance.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Heather. She listens to the show and she shared with us that she went on a virtual 5-hour video chat date with a guy she just met online. So this is interesting, Kennedy, because I think a part of this that is bringing them closer together so quickly is because of what's going on in the world, that you realize that there are things more important in life than all the superficial stuff that we get caught up in every day, and that relationships are the most important thing. And to be able to connect with somebody like this, even if it's over video chat, and to be able to share your worries and your concerns and what your life is about and where you're going in your life, I'm not sure that this would have happened if you guys went out to a restaurant.
Oh, I don't think so. I know that's, I mean, I've been doing the app dating online stuff. I feel every time Kennedy talks about it, I'm like, I feel you, girl. I know what you're talking about.
Relatable
I'm
content.
Like, relatable. I've been there, you know, and the ghosts and all that stuff. And I don't think it would have, I don't know. I don't think it would have gone as long, and I don't think we would have connected. I think there was something about the fact that, like, well, this is what we have to do. So, you know, if you really want to meet, then let's meet.
Right.
And I feel like if he didn't really want to even talk to me or meet me, he would have been like, well, that's crazy. We're not doing this. And, you know, and I have to laugh because my girlfriends were on a Facebook message and I got off the call and literally there was like 45 GIFs of them going, oh, my God, I hope it's going well. We haven't heard from her. Like, they literally were like, well,
just checking
he wouldn't
in.
Still be talking to her if okay? it wasn't going well, you know. And I just laughed when I got off the phone because some of them were just too funny. I was like, you guys are the best. Like, it helps to have, like, that support system behind you, too. They're like, you can do this. I'm like, okay, you know.
This could be the next evolution of online dating is where the online dating sites or apps incorporate video chat so that instead of just sending a message back and forth to one another, you can now video chat with one another and really kind of, you know, speed up the process of like.
I mean, that's one of those things you sometimes do, you know, when you start talking to somebody and you're texting back and forth and you're like, let's just FaceTime. It would be easier. I want to see your face. You want to see my face.
Right.
You know, but I just, this is a whole new level.
A 5-hour date. I mean, let's go.
Heather, how do you flirt virtually? How is that different than in like if you were at a restaurant?
I mean, it's the same in sort of because, I mean, you know, we just would talk and like he would laugh at what I was saying and I would, and like, you know, obviously I was doing the whole, like, oh, playing with my hair, you know, like all those silly things that you do.
I always miss those signs. Know.
All right. So there are a lot of questions we have from the 508. Did you take a bathroom break during the 5-hour chat?
Okay. So at one point I will say that my poor nieces did FaceTime in and they were like, oh my God, we want to talk to Auntie Heather. So I said to him, I got to call you right back. So after I was done, I ran quick. And then when I got back, he's like, oh, good. He goes, I was afraid you were going to call me because I just run to the restroom. So it was like a 10-minute break just so I could talk to my nieces. But, yeah, that had to happen, obviously.
That'd be awkward if you went in the bathroom and took your device with you.
No. We're not that close yet.
Well, that's an awesome story. Thank you for sharing that with us, Heather.
Oh, absolutely. I love you guys. And I actually saw all three of you at Banners because I was there with Annie in solidarity. Of The Bachelor, and so I you guys are the only thing that gets me through getting to work in the morning, so, and I still have to
lovely.
Go.
You're the best.
All right.
I'm on my way there now.
All right, thanks, Heather.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
How about that, Kennedy? Does that inspire you?
Going on the Tinder today. Let's go!
What's second base in a pandemic? It's 5.5 feet apart.
It's a particular filter, Dan, that's on there. That's what needs to happen is the video chat has to have a filter to let the person on the other end know where they are in the process, right? I've just put on my third base filter.
Oh, she's using dog ears. I'm in.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.